He took a gigantic shit all over them, bro. Diarrhea, everything.
66 points, bro. They Lana Rhodes does, cuz. You Left commit on. More than enough, right? And I'm not going to tell you what you commit to, right?
Bro, you're blocking NRL creators because they're right, oven, bro.
I'm fucking finished. Oh, Maron, what are you doing? Hey, like, comment, subscribe, share. Do everything you got to do, man. It goes a long way, trust me. You like my shirt? Get straight into the episode. Ramadan Kareem to everyone that's out there. We've been sent out a package by my good friend and his wife. I wanted to come here, Flaxi.
Can we admire the box first of all? Look how nice that looks like.
Hey, there'll be some more aesthetic.
Well, I think that's
Snickers. So we got Snickers there. That's your
Turkish room. Delight.
Turkish,
yeah,
Delight. Turkish boy. We got pistachio.
Popcorn and pretzel. That's peanut, I think. That's coconut.
Peanut butter. That's
coconut, yeah?
White something.
Yeah, do you think that's finished? Nah, there's more.
That ain't good.
There's Biscoff.
Okay. Mars.
More coconut. More Turkish Delight. Biscoff. I'm a Biscoff.
Oh, go ahead.
Freak.
Your rating. What do you rate it? You gotta rate it.
Alright.
Ready? Bismillah always.
Cause there's Biscoff sauce insider.
Yeah, it's off its nut.
I was waiting for a seed.
Nah, there's no seeds. Make sure when you eat it, you just eat it with love and you just straight up. I'm gonna go for the Snickers one, bro.
If you know dates, there's Biscoff sauce inside the date.
Because if you're on the way to the date, take this with you. Look at this. Snickers, ready? Bismillah Rahim. Oh my.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Oh my God.
Look at that. It's coated in white chocolate with actual pistachios on it. Pistachios inside it too.
It's unbelievable.
Hands down, amazing dessert. Who actually sat there and thought, let me put Biscoff sauce inside a date? Someone who cares.
20 out of 10. Easy.
You look good in black, bro.
Thanks. You like the shoes? They're new. I just got them.
Yeah, I know which ones they are. They're gun.
I got them.
They full suit you.
The 150. I got them.
Nice.
Good. That's why I bought them.
You've been shopping, huh? You lost a lot of weight too, bro.
Thank you.
Are the cameras on record already? Fix your headphone thing.
13 kilos now.
So you lost a lot of weight, bro. You look very, very good. I think it's very, very important that we give you your credit and your flowers, bro.
Thanks, bro.
Because last week we pulled the snort out.
No.
And you didn't have a bar of it. You're like, nah. And then you even resorted to saying, I'm going to drink water at your house at 5 p.m.
Yeah, just to,
burn you while you're fasting.
Yeah, because fuck, bloody Mahmoud is like, this is so good. I'm like, yeah? Yeah, I'll send you a snap of me drinking water when you're thirsty, when you're famished, bro.
When it hits the veins, bro. But Wallah, you look very, very good for that. I'm very, very proud of you, bro. And I hope you keep going. Let's get straight into it. League lads, how are we, everyone? Everyone's good. I hope everyone's good. I'm hungry. I haven't eaten yet. It's 6. What's time, boys? 6:34. I eat in half an hour. I'm not complaining. Alhamdulillah, it is what it is. Let's get straight into it. This round was crazy, bro. It was one of the most enjoyable rounds of footy that I've watched, that I've been a part of in a long, long time, bro. While it actually felt like finals footy, like rivalry, everything was perfect about this round. And the most important thing about this round is it was multicultural round.
Yeah.
And I seen the Bulldogs do something, the Tigers, Parramatta, like obviously all the area teams, you know, got together and represented. Newcastle Knights as well did like some tunnel fits. Just when the NRL do this stuff, I think it's very important for us because we slate the NRL, we slate refs, we do a lot of negative. When it's time to bring up the positive, I'm going to be the first person to say it. I'm going to put my hand up. Multicultural round, unbelievable, beautiful. I love the drums. I love the Fijians mixing with the Tongans and the Lebanese and religion and everyone.
I love it.
Everyone's together, bro. Like me and Fred and Flexi are together. I'm Lebanese. You know, I'm Muslim, you're Christian. Everyone is just molded into something and we all just live together happy. And that's how it should be. So if anyone wants to take notes is a very beautiful thing. Anything you want to say on it?
Yeah, you're Muslim, I'm Christian. Yeah, Flax is just Flax.
No, I meant to say Aussie, but then like, oh my God, fuck, I bottled it. We love Flax, bro. Flax, you're going to get a camera on you soon once we get a proper setup going.
Look, they did it last year, bro. Shout out to the Dogs having the team run out to fucking some Leb drums, bro.
I want to get my brother. I want to
get your brother. Yeah, get him.
I'm going to speak to. We have a very good connect at the Bulldogs. Shout out to her. I'm not going to say her name because she works there, but she's an amazing person. I'm going to try hook up the Bulldogs. My brother of the Bulldogs. I think they'll need every bit of his energy.
Bro, I reckon like they should do that more often. Like I think there should just be a Dogs thing. Like we need to bring atmosphere. Like Belmore. Like we'll talk.
You know
about
when we watch EPL, yeah, and we watch basketball.
Yeah.
Like there's this that sudden atmosphere that you know. Everybody knows, brother. When you go to Anfield, when you go to St. James, mm-hmm. when you go to whatever the Lakers, like when you go to these things,
Crypto.com Arena.
When you go to Denver Nuggets, is it Denver Nuggets where you can't with
the altitude, you can't breathe.
Yeah, like it's everyone has something. I don't feel like NRL has anything of that, bro. There's just like rando giving us stats about when the last time a team won there.
No, I think there are some grounds that seem like a fortress. I think Newcastle's one of
Newcastle,
them.
Newcastle, yeah.
Penrith right now is. Like Bankwest, Combank.
Combank on
it's very loud, bro.
Sunday Arvo.
Yeah, like it's very loud. Like I think it would be tough to play there if you're an away team in like a finals game. Like, but yeah, I think they should go more to suburban grounds to sort of get that atmosphere. And in my opinion, when the Dogs play at Belmore, they need to actually have like a team that we care about beating there.
That's true.
12,000 people was the
crowd. You were there. You were there.
It was just not as lively and you know, loud and packed out as it has been in the last couple of years when they've been putting better games there, like the Dragons, the Tigers.
Yeah, you get more local fans. Those two
games were hectic, bro. You know,
you get more local fans.
Bro, you can't sit, get a spot on the hill. That's how packed it is. Bro, I got a seat at the bloody silver seat, like the silver seats, bro.
Yeah, proper.
The wooden seats. Oh, yeah. Because there wasn't that many people there, you know? So, like, I think we got to sort of put a good game there. Like, Raiders and Titans, like, I don't want to watch those two games there. It doesn't mean...
Nobody wants to watch that.
What? Put those at Acor.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
That's the one where you can try a bunch out. Anyway, we'll speak about suburban footy very, very soon. Very big topic here tonight. First and foremost, not the Bulldogs. I'm so in love with the Bulldogs this week. I'm so happy. We've got a clean sheet. But the Broncos and the Rabbitohs played this week on Thursday, I believe. And was it the Broncos and...
Broncos and Penrith.
Sorry, what the fuck, bro? That was first week. I'm hungry. No, it's fine. So Broncos played Penrith on Thursday, right? Grand final rematch, apparently. Probably one of the most dominated, like... Penrith are just dominated so comfortable. Nathan Cleary, so easy. Everything about it was just so easy. That first half, cuz, he was just cruising it.
Yeah, he was second gear, third gear, like, it was just like, you know, when toying with him.
When you're in the M5, when you're in that tunnel and you're like, you're waiting to hear that. You know, when you get your Evo, you know, and you just hear that fucking turbo boost hits. Yeah. That's what Cleary was doing, teasing us a little bit, bro.
Yeah.
He was unbelievable. The whole team was unbelievable. Oh, man, my goodness, bro. It's time to start saying he's one of the best to ever play the game.
Yeah, but I think...
Because I know people are going to... I heard Denham Kemp say this.
Yeah, I agree.
And I'm like, bro, I actually agree. That's crazy to hear, but I fucking agree, bro. Who's as good as him?
Yeah, like, he...
Obviously, there are better, but, like, he has to be in the convo.
Yeah, like, it depends on how you value a winger, but I think he's changed the way wingers play. He's basically the ultimate get-out-of-your-own-half winger. Like... Brian Thor could literally score zero tries in the entire year.
And we man of the match.
And still be the best winger in the comp. Because easy. Of how much he does just everywhere else. And he's pretty much like having a forward. I call him Matt Utai on roids.
Yeah, I remember that. Matt Utai.
Because he's just Matt Utai on roids. He's Matt Utai finishing in strength and, you know, stubbiness.
Everything.
He's so hard to tackle, yet he's just, his work rate is insane. Like, they never kick to him. Like, he makes 200 meters a game.
You know, even Denikov said that. They're like, what? Nobody ever kicks to the guy. Like, what the fuck?
They
why?
Kick it to Taruva. That's where Taruva's meters come from. All kick return meters. And then Brian Dawes taking first hit up like a prop. And he gets 200. Like, he is just a very special player. I don't know where I would rank him in wingers all time, but he's certainly top five.
He's up there, bro. But I love
him. I think it's, for me, it's like between him and Folau. I think Folau in the modern day would be... Like, you know, with the way wingers play now, would be just unstoppable.
Bro, it'll be unbelievable, bro. Every chance he gets. Penrith are good, of course, but let's talk about Brisbane, bro. They're in a bit of trouble. And I'm going to be the first one to say, maybe not the first one, but... Because, honestly, they can lose, like, the next 5 to 8, like, as many games as there is. One thing about Brisbane, they have a big heart, but I just don't see them edging over any big opponents in the next 5 to 6 games without Reynolds, without... Haas without Walsh. What's funny? Why laughing?
That's just a pause moment, what,
big,
bro.
Big opponents?
You just said edging over big opponents.
Oh, fucking hell, bro. I'm fasting, bro. Leave my train of thought, isn't it?
That's fucking pause, bro.
Pause. Yeah. But I don't see them beating like a good team, very, very good team.
Yeah, but what's their... I haven't seen their...
No Reynolds, no Payne Haas,
and
now no Reece Walsh.
Yeah, I know.
And we were all hanging on the string for Reece Walsh. We're like, if they're going to win, it's going to be off him. Now he's gone.
Yeah, but what's their schedule looking like?
I don't know.
Have the top. They got the Cowboys. So
they got the Cowboys next week.
Cowboys, tough game, bro. Straight out.
Storm,
tough game.
Dolphins.
Where are they?
Suncorp.
I think they'll win.
Queensland, Melbourne, Queensland games. Like,
no, but still, but like, Melbourne's Suncorp's
pretty,
different gravy.
Melbourne's pretty.
Yeah.
Melbourne's weakened right now. They can definitely snag a couple wins.
Who else? Dolphins.
Raiders and then West Tigers, then Roosters.
They're tough games, bro.
This is a season where there are so many good teams, you can't afford to have bad injuries like this.
That's the thing, bro.
South Sydney's going through this right now.
And we're going to speak about
that. But Brisbane, I think they're in trouble. But again, I think the perfect example is a season isn't over until it's over. Because Newcastle just clicked it.
Remember towards and the end of last year?
Yeah, and like, you know, I think teams like South and Brisbane can click it because every game will mean that much more when something's on the line. And I think if they can snag two out of the next five, get everyone back, but they'll be okay with that.
Yeah, I think that's a good stat as well. Two, three, maybe. I think three's
three, more. You're happy.
Three, like, they have, that's like big for them because they climb up the ladder. Like South's are 0-3 now, bro. So they need to get some wins. But yeah, Brisbane have some big injuries, bro. Painhouse is massive for them,
The big one they need is Painhouse.
But you know who impressed me on the weekend for them? Carrigan, bro.
Yeah.
I feel like that guy, man, if you're going to give, if a lot of people get spoken about in the props and all that, because he deserves a lot of credit, bro. He is such a great player. He didn't stop, bro, the whole game.
Yeah, and I think, look, Jensen and Willison, they were pretty good.
Jensen was good too, man.
Like, Willison was great to see him play, and they obviously got the, I forgot his name, but the youngster, like, he's like a giant, Piacora? Like 6'9". No.
Yeah. Oh, that, yeah, I know. Yeah,
they're probably
getting
NPC'd rid of that
on the thing.
Bro, if there's one thing with Brisbane is they always got, like, insane depth and, like, random youngsters that Brisbane, like, you know, they're, Queenslanders have heard of, but us down here probably haven't. So, well, Tristan Saylor's a serviceable replacement, in my opinion. I think they can snag a couple of wins, but I don't know if they're in trouble. There's another team that's in a lot more trouble.
All right, let's get to
because,
them.
You know, they're getting Reynolds back in a couple of weeks.
Yeah, probably. When Reynolds get back,
House like, back in a couple of weeks. Reece Walsh back in a couple of weeks, you know, like 4 to 6 weeks. Like, they're not as lengthy as, you know, old mate, the team they're going to talk about soon.
All right, well, let's get straight into it because the Bunnies got, bro, they got a, I don't even know what word to give you because it's going to be an automatic pause moment. But they got belted, bro. They got belted by the Roosters. And this is the Roosters we all thought we were going to see last season.
Mm-hmm.
They're classy. They're elegant. Tedesco is looking like a man. Like, bro.
He's the key.
He's the key. He's important to them. And now you got Sam Walker linking up with Teddy. And I remember last season, bro, Sam Walker got dropped and we never heard his name again properly. There was so much controversy behind it. I think Cooper Cronk was having a, I don't know. It was everyone.
No, so
was,
like, he got dropped and it, like the similar reason to why Ilias got dropped. They're like a scapegoat.
Yeah.
You know? But I think Ilias' one was sort of deserved.
More deserved.
Sam
yeah.
Walker's was not deserved one bit. Like, to pin it on him, Kiri, I think he was playing better than Kiri at that time, but he comes back against the Dogs and they start winning automatically.
Yeah, we play everyone into form,
you know what I mean?
But like, anyway, 48-6, bro. Yeah. You lose like that in a big...
That's embarrassing.
That's bro. That's your family are Rabbitohs supporters,
yeah.
Right?
So my mum's a Roosters fan.
And you, so yous know, well, like, you know exactly. I know what it means, but I never supported anyone. You know exactly how much this game meant.
Yeah.
Roosters, Rabbits, always cuss.
But
and no matter what you're doing on that weekend, you're watching that game.
Yeah, but the thing is it's happened the other way around so many times the last few years. Like, they put 60 on them, South Sydney, a couple of years ago.
See?
You know what I mean? Like, this is a get back for a lot of them. Like, this is a major get back.
And this is a get back with no, like, you're not injured. You have everyone, Habibi.
Yeah.
We're going to smash you when you're at your, you know, you have everyone in your team playing well or whatever it is. You know, you have all your stars there. It's not like, oh, he was injured.
Well, no, they are missing a lot of players. Who? Dry Arrow, they're missing Campbell Graham,
come on,
bro.
They got Cody Walker, Latrell Mitchell, and you got, what's his name?
Tyrone Munro.
And you got Wyden, and you got, like, you should be able to do something. You
no,
know?
No, this
Damian
was,
Cook,
this,
Cameron Murray.
I said a big Roosters win this week.
Yeah, of
and
course.
I never say that in this tie.
Yeah, Sports Shit TV had it.
You know, I never say this. I always say South's own them, but this, the writing was on the wall for this one. They got, their forward pack is struggling right now.
Hey, it is, bro.
Like, struggling, they got, like, their props are just not doing their job. Like, they've got them whooped around the park, three games straight. If they get moved around by this Dogs team,
this is massive.
Surprisingly moved around a massive Titans pack, which I was shocked by.
Yeah, they have a good pack, Titans.
This is a major wake-up call for them, this Dogs game. So, and they look terrible.
Do you think
But the biggest issue for me is Cody Walker looks like...
He doesn't want
to... Tedesco play. Last year.
Yeah, he just looks like...
He just looks fucked. Like, you didn't have enough fingers to count the amount of things this bloke did wrong on that game.
That was
bad. The amount of knock-ons, forward passes that went to ground, passes that were just, like,
just anywhere
behind the player. And now, apparently, Cameron Murray's just left training early today.
Wow.
With
breaking
an apparent
news.
Injury. So
injury?
They're saying whispers are apparent injury. That's why he left training early.
Oh, my days, yeah.
So that's the one. If I can point at two players, or honestly, I want to give it to three players that have been giving it their all. Kalo Matangi, Cameron Murray. I think Damian Cook's been trying hard. I honestly think Latrell's been trying hard too, but he hasn't been put in a good position to succeed.
I don't think he has, bro.
But
well,
for
honestly.
His standards, he has. He's taking carries and stuff, but he's just getting... The strategy against Sydney is the same by every team so far. Kick them in there and kick to the corners, kick them,
smash them,
get them in the 10, and they can't get out. Because if they have a bad set, the ball's going to Cody Walker, who can't kick, Lachlan Ilias, who can't kick,
Hawkins,
and Hawkins, who is not a 7, I think he's a 6, can't really kick. And I think Hawkins did all right, especially towards the end of the game when it wasn't so like one-sided. He started getting some all right ball. Like, I think he looked pretty dangerous. Like, I think with Ilias, it would have been
more pressure.
Nah, like it would have been. I think it's better defensively. I think it would have been less, but they still would have sucked ass.
I don't
like,
see it at all, bro.
Because if there's one thing I could give to Ilias is he works a lot, very hard, and he tackles very well. And issue for them is there's so many like Ilias, like Wyden and Johnston. It would look like they weren't even talking.
That make no sense, bro. That was the weirdest. I put the TV on. I'm like, Jack Wilder's playing center.
He's come there to play center.
I know, but it looks so weird.
I actually thought he looked good in that jersey.
I'm not saying that it looked bad. It just looked weird. It just was weird. I haven't seen him play since how long, you know?
Yeah.
And he's always in a Canberra or a New South Wales jersey. Now he's in a South jersey. But that did look like they didn't speak. And
disjointed. They got to get that chemistry.
But that's why I feel like the whole team is, bro. And even I said this last season, bro, straight out. I don't care what it is. If you have these quality players in the team, I don't care, bro. I don't care if you're missing a halfback. I don't care if you're forward pack. If you have the 3-4 State of Origin players, more, 5, Kaloma Tungi, Damian Cook, what's his name? Latrell Mitchell, Cody Walker, Cam Murray. That's 5 players, cuz. If you put Cam Murray at the Bulldogs, you see a whole different ball game.
Yeah.
Like if you put one player in another team, it changes a lot.
Yeah.
So there is no reason for you after whatever wins you accumulated in the start of the season, there is no reason for you to not make the 8.
That's true.
And to let Newcastle make the 8. They Newcastle made the 8, right? Like there's no reason for that to happen. And I feel like they don't like the coach, and we already seen what Sam Burgess walked off the scene because he said, like, I'm just allegedly saying this. I think he said the players, some certain players have too much control and whatnot. Like, this is South Sydney at the end of the day. You should respect the club. It's not all about you. And it's showing, bro.
No, I'm telling you, he walked because he brought Dom Young on a silver platter and they said no. They want to get Jock Wyden. No, that's just what happened.
Yeah, okay.
I reckon that's what happened. I just feel
like Burgess felt like it was too much egos, too much like, all right, well, I'm not going to deal with this. You just want to punch on? You just want to be like, you think he's a something? Okay, I'm a legend of this club. So for me, it doesn't make sense. I think they don't want to play for this coach anymore, bro.
Yeah, hi.
I think they're
quitting on him, bro.
And Tanaka mentioned this to me. He's like, if there's anyone that knows about players not wanting to play for their coach,
it's him, Dragon supporter.
And United, more than anything.
Yeah. I think they're quitting on him. They're doing the good old Chelsea 2015 with Jose, like, sack the coach. You know, they just want to get him. Get him out of there. And
they don't want him, bro.
You're seeing them play like this. You're seeing them play like this. And then Josh Mansell says what he said. And then you can visibly see.
A big point as well. A big talking point.
Like, you can visibly see. I think everybody, including Josh Mansell, can see they're fed up with JD as coach.
And I just... Who is he, cuz, JD? Like what's he achieved?
He's David Moyes. He's just... He's got the job on a technicality...
And how, like,
that's of a legend that recommended him.
That's why I say, like, even if
Andy Reid, you could put that Moyes there, you know what I mean? Moyes there. You could put that speech here and it made sense.
Yeah, I get it. But like, it fully makes sense. For those that don't understand, it's just he basically was gifted the job and sort of put on. I don't know, mate, bro, we're just guessing. We don't know everything. We're not sitting.
We're not sitting with him in his lounge. Everybody knows,
like, that this guy is gifted the job and now he's probably putting this hard cunt role and giving some players more powerful positions than others. They don't want to play for him, bro. You can fully tell.
I think he
Latrell Mitchell didn't look one bit excited about being out there the other day. And I always say this. Latrell loves the big games, cuz.
Yeah.
He fucking loves it. Like, he kicked the goal and they were down by 30 and he's like that. Like, he loves the big game.
He loves this game. And he loves this game. More than any game.
Why? Like, because tell us why.
His old team,
bro. Old team. They let him go. So for me, they don't want to play for the coach. Yeah. Anyway, enough of them. Let's talk about Tedesco. Let's talk about Sam Walker.
No, I've got a question.
Go.
Does JD get sacked if they lose the game next week?
No. It's too early for the Bulldogs. I don't think so. If Bulldogs beat them, and I really want the Bulldogs to go out there and smash themselves.
And I think they will.
Because we always get robbed straight out on this big occasion as well. Easter Sunday, right?
Good Friday, sorry.
We always get pumped on this day, bro. It burns me. And there's times where I don't want to watch the game because I know the result. But I don't think he gets sacked. I think they give him like another 2-3 weeks to feel like to weather the storm a little bit, see how
what,
he goes.
Do you know what the next 2-3 weeks look like for this team?
Who are we going
Not
with?
Not good.
Yeah, well, I'm happy. Like I love seeing, because listen, South Sydney supporters, I love seeing you suffer. I really do, because of how many times we have been robbed against you, straight out, and how many times, how dirty your players play. I love seeing it. I'm enjoying every moment of it, right? Now we can probably get smashed on Friday.
Well, you know he's reffing, right? Yes.
You know who's reffing? What's his name? I deleted.
That referee.
Ziggy?
Jared Sutton.
Jared Sutton, okay.
This tie, he loves this tie.
Yeah.
Anyways, yeah, but I think, well, because he's got the Dogs, and then the Warriors, and then Panthers, and then Storm.
Wow. Well.
Sharks.
Let's say
Wait, Warriors.
Warriors, Sharks, Bye, Storm, Panthers.
Oh, that's even worse.
So you're gonna get sacked by the bye? Quick,
I reckon if he's 0-6 by the bye or whatever it is.
Or 4.
He'll be 0-4.
2-4. Let's say 2-4.
No, 2-4 is safe. If he loses every game, and then the bye.
Oh, if he loses every game, he's gone.
Get a new coach in. We got a week. Yalla.
Oh, I don't know, bro. Listen. Forget the Souths now. Let's talk about Roosters.
Yeah, they were great.
I think they deserve a few minutes.
Yeah, I know.
They deserve their praise.
That's a talking point, man.
I know, but bro, listen. The Tedesco looked phenomenal. Right?
What are they putting in those stem cells, bro?
Last year, I said this. We reeled him off. A lot of us did. Sam Walker, like I was saying before. But Brandon Smith for me. And was there someone else from the... Dom Young looked great. But Brandon Smith for me. You remember last year, bro? We were hearing... stories, issues, scandals, whatever. I'm not going to get into it.
He's playing well.
He's playing well, bro. And like he's having short stints off. He's coming on, impacting, short stints, coming off. And I think I tipped Souths last week because of no Kiri. But now I understand what this Roosters team is. I don't think I can tip against them.
I think Kiri is...
finished? Like
not finished. Not he's finished, but like... himself anymore, bro. Yeah. Like, especially you know, players go through that stage where like... Adam Reynolds just stopped running the football because of all the injuries and stuff. Kiri's pretty much the same at the moment. Like, he's just not playing used to play like, you know? And, yeah, I think Sander Smith's a good player. But Tedesco and Dom Young and Terrell May had really good games. And I'm just... you got to give him credit, right? Like,
shout out to the Roosters.
Tedesco's back. And I'm happy because...
I freaking love him.
Now, listen, I don't mind if he gets
nobody knows, because nobody knows. So he has a freaking... I got him on the wall, because...
Yeah.
He's one of my favourites to watch, and he done so much for New South Wales, so... The criticism he got last year was well-deserved, but they overdid it a bit, right? We move on, and we move on to a big topic that we're going to try and smash quickly until we get to that. Listen, we need more suburban footy. NRL, Tigers, Bulldogs, Para, all these teams that have a big following in a certain area, bring out the crowds. Let's get more games going there. The atmosphere on Saturday at the Bulldogs game was pretty good. Okay, I wasn't there. Fred was there. But the atmosphere at the Tigers game before a fucking ball was kicked was insane. Insane.
Yeah.
And that's what got the Tigers home. Now, I know they smashed them in all aspects of the game. We'll talk about that. But when a crowd is with you, bro, you feel more confident. You feel more happy. You feel like, bro, and the other team's making errors. And you're like,
And you just hear the crowd.
You're in our little jungle now. You're in here. Now you're with us. You know, you're in this section now. It's for us to go there and smash you. So we need more suburban footy. I don't like this concept. And we spoke about this at the start. But I don't like this concept of going to Accor Stadium when there's 12,000 fans and it fits 70,000 people. Yeah. There is no point. CommBank on a Sunday, packed to the rim, bro. We love it. That's what we want. We don't care. Let's not act like everybody watches this sport. Everybody in the country is there on a Saturday watching the Bulldog. It's not true.
Yeah.
But let's accommodate for the people that do watch it. And I promise you, we'll get more passionate fans. Rugby league will be more enjoyable, bro. I remember when we were younger, because we used to go to the games, it was packed madhouse, bro. We used to enjoy it. But you go to games now and you're like, fuck, bro, it's empty.
I'm not going to know ACOR games besides this.
You're a Penrith fan, right? How good was that being there? When was it? Thursday night, right?
But we haven't gone under 20,000.
See? And obviously, the success is a big part of it. But I can guarantee you, even if it isn't, it'll drop off a little bit because people aren't excited. But it'll still be good. You're still local.
Yeah, bro, there's things to do around the stadium there as well. Like, you got restaurants and stuff
bro,
there.
Bro, Accor does nothing. Accor is
the ribs and rums.
Festival, ribs and rums.
And Maccas.
And a Maccas that you can't order from.
Yeah.
And Oporto's. Like, boycott Maccas, brother. And Oporto's. You know what I mean?
Yeah, like, all right, bro, honestly, man, like, the way I see it, is why does Manly gets to have their suburban ground, the Tigers get to have like two suburban grounds, Dragons get their suburban ground, like Parramatta get their suburban ground. Why can't we get our suburban ground, bro? Like, yeah. I know that it's a money thing. It's purely a money thing. Like, someone's got to play at ANZ. Cuz, why is it us? Like, it annoys me. Like, I want more than two games a year at Belmore, but they think it's not financially sustainable. So, that's the real reason why. But
I really don't understand.
Man, I would love tickets. Just add another, make the grandstand bigger, add another one. I don't know.
But people buy tickets, there's food stands, there's ice cream. Like, it's so mad, bro. The kids can play after you get on the field, everyone's so cruising. Yeah, it's hectic, bro. It's not like security, brother. You got to scan your ticket out. It's just chill. Everything's chill.
Yeah.
That's what footy should be about, cuz.
Yeah, they really need to improve how quickly they
it's
get
people.
It's not
a Taylor Swift concert.
They really need to, they really need to get people in quicker. Yeah. Because it happens every Belmore game. 2,000 people arrive after the game starts.
Oh, come on, man.
But other than that, it's mad. But it's purely a money thing why we don't get to play at Belmore. But yeah, the Leichhardt atmosphere is mad. I've been to so many games there. It's just the best ground in rugby league.
Right, okay. Well,
and they're talking about knocking it down or something like that.
Oh, God, bro. Anyway, we need more suburban footy. That's our little take. Let's get straight into the Bulldogs win. We won the other day convincingly. Sorry to Gold Coast Titans fans that rocked up. You had it on your story.
I literally BKR, went to them. Because they've flown from the Gold Coast, bro. BKR, Brock. Sorry, AJ. I caught it.
Clarkie was destroyed. Yeah, it was in like.
Bro, they're in like depression mode, cuz. They are in like.
I've been rugby league depressed.
You don't. No. You don't understand the optimism they had for this season.
And right? I don't blame
them. And they all loved, like, especially those two. They loved Holbrook. And they're so close to the club where they know all these players. And they know how gutted the players are.
The Holbrook win?
That Holbrook are. And the fact that they're looking so bad. They're looking worse than last year. And Desi's taken over, and you would have known you can guarantee he flogged them in that bye week. And they came out and got whooped even worse.
That's fucked.
And they're bombing tries in the first 2 minutes of the game.
Yeah, I don't know what that was about, AJ Brimson. If you want to come play for us, quick message. AJ Brimson, Bulldogs, go and grab him. Get him at fullback. That's what I want to say. Just my 2 cents.
Well,
I like AJ Brimson.
We could talk about fullback, but
I'm a general manager.
This is why they need a trade system, bro. They could just trade him and get, you know, a seven that's not scared of
kicking.
Of kick out, you know? Like, you know, they could trade him and, you know, get a hooker.
You know, I actually like Tanner Boyd, bro. I actually think he's okay.
They like Tanner Boyd, especially the ones that I know. But Tanner Boyd.
I actually think, bro, he's okay. He's not bad.
He's okay, but I guess they found his weakness. Just fucking sent. But this is the thing with the Dogs, bro.
Let's talk about the Bulldogs.
We are doing things that they're small things. If you look at it, they are small things, but they're things we have not done in years. Rather, three or four instances. Tanner Boyd's putting a kick in. And they're like blitzing him, like we're in the NFL.
Kick out was
they
fucking.
It's not kick out. It's everyone. Kick out. Current. They're sending three, four guys at him. Like it's like the Great Wall of Blue and White, bro.
I love it.
Great Wall of Belmore, cause he like, cause you know what? I've been to Belmore in massive wins, massive losses, bro. And there was only 12,000 people there. But the loudest I ever heard Belmore was when kick out ran at Tanner Boyd and he dropped the ball.
Bro, wow.
He went to kick it and he's like, fuck. And there's three, four cunts there. And he knew if he kicks it, we score. So he just drops the ball.
Bro, this is the
The amount of people that were giving it to him was the funniest thing.
Hold on, man.
I was there with my girlfriend and she was pissing herself laughing at the crowd's reaction to that. And that was...
Bro, Lebo's a freaking savage, bro.
Favorite, that was my favorite Belmore moment ever. That's legit topped the don't drop your handbag, Sharon, against... at Belmore in 2018 when we versed the Titans and they did this to us. Don't drop your handbag, Shane. That was my favourite Belmore moment until now. When Tanner Boyd dropped that fucking ball, it was hilarious.
Listen, let's get into the game. You were there. I watched from me home, right? I was so impressed by the line speed. I was so impressed by the urgency. I was so impressed about the blood that the players smelt.
They the contact,
they smelt fear, cuz.
They were hitting.
Cuz they smelt fear. Yeah. And I freaking, you don't understand, this is why we love this club, brother. When we had Ogre, Willie Mason, Roy Azatazi, we never feared anybody. We didn't care. Last year we were cats, bro.
Yeah.
We were fucking scared.
We were the ones that were
Newcastle
bleeding.
Newcastle Knights walk 66 points, bro. They Lana Rhodes us, cuz. They literally put it on us our home ground, cuz. And we watched.
They impregnated us.
Yes, bro. Children, birth. Okay, listen.
We birthed a very ugly baby. His name was... Doesn't he look like a fetus a bit? Like, he just needed a bit more time in the oven?
Oh, bro.
I think you just needed a bit more time in the oven, bro.
I'm fucking finished. I can't unsee it. I can't unsee it. You're a fuckwit.
No, he's
fine. Hey, listen, we need to finish, bro. I'm hungry. We need to finish.
Yeah, but let me talk to you. You just laugh. Shout out the undercooked fetus. He had a very good game, and I'm very proud of you. I know you look
I
like
you.
I know you
look
like.
Shout out after calling him that, bro.
Because he played good, bro.
Yeah, but you can't call him undercooked.
But I reckon he stinks. Like, that's what I always say on the stream. Like, I reckon he really smells.
You
like,
have to cut this out. You have to cut this out.
No, leave me. That's my opinion.
He doesn't smell, cuz. Fucking boy, bro.
But you know what? No. Like,
let's talk positive.
But no, he played really good, and he did his job. And that try that we got disallowed from the first Preston try, that was all him. He held it up. The one, I think where Blake Wilson scored and the Preston was the obstruction. He held it up, and then went. I liked that. And then the second one, him and Burton linking up, I liked that. Burton's moving to the other side.
But we want
to
say that.
Yeah. I just want to see Burton run a bit more. Maybe it's because I wasn't sitting on his side. I didn't get to see him run that much.
Nah, he was running. But
shout out to the guys that everyone's pointing fingers at. Had a great game, in my opinion. Like,
Blake
I know
Tough.
Drew and Blake Tough, very good.
I still feel like...
And I liked that Blake was supporting today.
Yes.
This was the biggest problem with me, is we're making line breaks, even against Parramatta, even against the Sharks, and where's Blake?
Nowhere to be
this
seen.
This is where the fullback's meant to be. It's this is where Drew's meant to be.
It's not just a Blake problem. It was even last year with whoever
with
we had at fullback.
He's perm, bro.
That's that.
But Avarillo would support.
Yeah, but after what, bro? That's what I meant. My point is the coaching wasn't there. Because the first thing I'll tell my fullback is I want you involved in the game.
Yeah.
Anytime you sniff it, because I don't care if you knock it on. Wallah, I don't care. I really don't care because it's either you're going 6 points or we're knocking on. It is what it is.
Thank you for being there when Reid Marnie, who had his best game in blue and white, made a break. And
exactly.
Karaz, probably...
Fucking Karaz.
Next to
Karaz, we need you on, yeah? Whenever you're ready, come on.
Next to the Melbourne game.
And don't worry, Habibi. When you come to this podcast, it's not like every other podcast. You come, we have a barbecue, we eat, we be lebos. You know what I mean? So welcome, come down. Akhi, whenever you need, whenever you're ready. Kala Rajab and Samrani as well, they need to be on. Just giving the boys a quick shout out. They're my mates, because we're all mates, you know what I mean?
Bro, apart from that Melbourne game, for last year, that was his best game. And Connor Tracy, bro. We have a problem, bro. If Adokar comes back this week, who do you drop?
He's not back this week as well. He's not back.
Okay,
he's
but if he was, who are you going to pick up? Who do you drop? I think you got to drop Wilson. I think Tracy's...
Wilson is underappreciated. I think this season, he's gone under the radar, bro. He's probably not... But I love him. He's a great player. We've seen it last year as well. His speed, acceleration. But listen, everyone in that team deserves a big round of applause. Fuck, I don't even know how to talk anymore, right? But what my favorite thing, Fred, my favorite thing, cuz other than seeing Seraldo smiling, cuz I haven't seen him smile ever in my life. It was like actually giggling.
Yeah.
But my favorite thing was the urgency.
Yeah.
Cuz that's all I want, bro. I don't want to watch a game where I'm more passionate than my team. I'm home. I'm more passionate than the blokes that are running on the field. I don't want to do that. I want to fist pump a knock on. I love that Reid Marnie scored, bro.
Makes
me freaking, ah, oh, you know what I mean?
Ah.
Oh. Ah, yeah, I'm hungry.
Bro, Reid Marnie scored. They're jumping on the bloke like he's just,
yeah,
like
bro.
He just had a baby on the field.
Scenes. Absolute scenes.
Like, you know what I mean? Like, I just love it. They seem like a team now, bro. And it's the big money players that are leading the charge, in my opinion. Reid Marnie, Viliami Kikau.
Kikau's starting to make me freaking
excited.
Yeah,
he's not looking like Tony Williams anymore. He's looking like Viliami Kikau.
Ever since Fred put the Tony Williams claim on him, it's been a whole different switch, bro.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Viliami, bro, because he's playing out of his mind because he's doing the little things and everybody's following him. Josh Curran's following him, Preston. And you know what I found out? Preston and Josh Curran are roomies. That's the same people.
Who?
Curran and Preston are roomies. That's pretty much the same person, mate.
Literally. Flexi, can you get my water bottle? It's on the couch, please. Thank you. I just want to... I'll break my fast. I'll keep going anyway. It's all good.
Yeah.
But yeah, bro. I was honestly so happy, so excited. It was good to see the Bulldogs win. And they won 2-0, which is very, very important.
First time in a very long time.
And listen, I know the Titans, we're going to get into them when we speak about our fraud teams and that. But listen, bro, like... People are going to say the Titans are shit, Tanner, whatever. Bro, we made them shit. We need to get our credit. We need to get what we deserve. Right? I don't think our win was as impressive as the Tigers. But, bro, we need to get... When you do these things, celebrate them and enjoy them. Don't get ahead of yourselves, Bulldogs fans. But still, let's be humble and let's just enjoy this team progress. And I promise you, it will be so worth it in the future. Let's get straight into the Tigers win.
Yeah, I just want to say one thing. Like you as a football team, you have to get yourself right in order to capitalize when teams have a bad game. And you can't control whether the team has a bad game or not, but you can control what you do to make them have a bad game and what you do to make yourself, like your team, have a good game. And the Dogs did everything right to ensure that they had a good game and they got the result, and so did the West Tigers that we're about to talk about. The Sharks may have had the worst game they've had in 2 years.
Oh, fucking, that was so bad.
They were so bad. Why couldn't they play like this last week? The Dogs.
They did, but then we died in the end, so.
But no, they didn't really make errors and all that stuff. This is just drop of the ball, like no hustle, no urgency. Like the amount of like random, like FIFA-age tries they scored was fucked. But I just want to say something here while we're beginning. Well, to begin the Tigers segment, which I really want to talk about because I love the Tigers fans. I'm so happy for them. Congrats on your first win of the season. Benji's first win of the season. We talk about legendary games. You know, like they in basketball terms, they have the Jordan flu game, the Dirk Nowitzki flu game. You know what I mean? Where these guys are visibly sick. You know what I mean? They're dead. Like, but they're carrying themselves on the court to have a good performance, right?
Yep.
Despite all odds and despite how sick they are, they will, through sheer will and determination, they get a result.
Where are you going with this?
We're going to call this the Appy Coruscant Magus game. Because this broke had gastro, and there's proof of that. You want to know how I know?
Wait, stop. Appy Coruscant had Magus.
He had Magus, bro. Gastro.
Appy, I need you to confirm this. Did you have Magus?
You want
to? Because if you did, this is one of the most legendary games you could ever have.
Yeah, he doesn't even need to confirm it. I could confirm that he had Magus because he took a shit all over the fucking Cronulla Sharks, bro. He took a gigantic shit all over them, bro. Diarrhea, everything, because he was fucking unbelievable, bro. Because
he was a man on a mission. I'll tell you in the awards who's my favorite player and stuff, but Appy, because he literally, but people don't understand how hard it is to be under that much pressure at home. We know what happened when they went there on, I think, Radonikos or something. There was a big event. Tigers played there. They got mopped, cuz, and the fans were booing them. Now, he goes to this club. Obviously, everyone's saying for the money. He's like, oh, yeah, I'm getting paid a good wage, but I'm going to show you why. And he carries this statement. Even Walla last year, he carried them. And they didn't have the quality to execute and win games, go over the line. But, cuz, you just seen what he did to the Sharks. One of the best teams in the comp at the moment, bro.
Yeah, and it's the little things, bro. Like, I point to a play right before the end of the first half. A ball goes to ground. Appy's the first one diving on it. Like, you know what I mean? Like, it's $1 million. He's out-jumping everybody to get that ball. What do? He sets up a bloody try for Oldham 10, 20 seconds later.
Right on the half-time. And that is momentum.
And that's all off the back of his hustle, his effort, that no one else is willing to put in. And this is the guy putting in more effort than every Sharks player that doesn't have Marcus. Because they don't have a kebab shop in Cronulla. How can they get Marcus?
You know what's important? Appy Coruscant has 3 rings, yeah? Am I wrong?
2.
Didn't he win 2 with Penrith?
Yeah.
Or 1 with Penrith? Souths. He won with Souths.
He won with Souths. He did, eh?
So does he have 3 rings? Yeah, this is a man that has 3 rings. He's got nothing. He's played the Origin. He's got nothing to prove, bro. He can just kick back and take the criticism and finish his contract and happy days. But look what he's doing, bro. He's a competitor, and I want to see him in a Blues jersey straight out.
Yeah, no, I think he's before, and
I love Damien Cook, bro. I'm the biggest Cook fan. But he's before Cook and Robertson.
He's ahead of everyone right now, bro. I don't want to hear about Robson now over Cook. Appy.
It's either Appy or Cook, but Appy has to take it.
Yeah.
I feel like his sneakiness is what you need. But, man, the Tigers were very, very impressive. Someone else that you want to speak about is Galvin. I have 3 players, and we'll just quickly talk about them. Galvin, Caesar, and Buller. Now, Galvin, a young kid, what is he, 18?
18 years old, bro, second game.
In the club that's under the most pressure this year, alongside the Bulldogs and the Dragons, going off last year's results. Bro, he's just playing with so much confidence. It's my first time watching him as well. I'm not going to say I watched him fucking in the juniors, this, that. Because he just looked comfortable.
Yeah, he's not scared.
He's not scared, and that's what the Tigers need.
Yeah, he's not scared of getting hit.
Who's next to him? Caesar. Yeah. Right? Everyone was like, oh, they got Caesar. Again, money grab. Just want to come back home, make a bit of money. He did the simplest stuff, brother. He kicked to the corners. He pushed the Sharks into a corner and just tackled, and he was chasing. Everything he did, he set up a try, I think, as well. Kicked the ball. He just did the simple stuff. And then you got that young tank that I was telling you last year should be ranked in the top fullbacks in the game, Mr. Buller. right? I'm not saying he should have last year, but because this year easily he could be one of the best. Wallah, I know it's a big competition and it's a big, but he was so impressive for the other day.
He reminds me of
and
Hammer.
He's always and he, Wallah is always impressive. He's always trying.
Yeah,
he's always X factor
around the field, bro.
And I just think for a team that is under that much pressure, especially shout out to Benji Marshall, rocked up to the coaching gig, styled well in a grey blazer.
And they were
everyone was
him
dressed well. And what were they saying about him?
8-hour coach. Bro.
8-hour coach. Paul Kent was a Paul Kent.
Yeah.
He doesn't commit enough. Listen, Paul Kent, you commit more than enough, right? And I'm not going to tell you what you commit to, right? Because allegedly, you got some claims on you. Now, don't come out and criticize Benji fucking Marshall. Benji fucking Marshall. The biggest role model. I've never heard a bad thing about Benji Marshall. Have you?
No.
I've always looked at him as a fucking role model hero. And literally to the New Zealanders, he's an icon. But what are you saying, 8-hour coach? Get the fuck out of here, bro. And listen, who knows how Benji's coaching career will go? Sorry. Who knows how his coaching career will go? But one thing, brother, he will always be a respected legend.
Yeah.
More than anyone else. A lot of these other people. So that's just my little rant. So I want to give their flowers. You want to give...
Yeah, Justin Olam, bro. He was like a bloody energizer money for them. Where was this at Melbourne last year, bro? He looked lethargic and slow last year, bro. This year, that game, he looked like he was shot out of a cannon every time he ran. Like OG Justin Olam. So big shout out to him.
Big hits everywhere, yeah. All the time, bro. Anything else on the Tigers before we get to it? Tigers fans, we hope you enjoy this weekend with us. We're family this week. We got 2 points.
Yeah. What was the last time we both won in a week, bro? Rando.
Rando. Shout out Rando,
bro.
Won
on the same day, bro.
That was crazy. Let's get to the Parramatta game. It's the last thing I'll speak about before anything you want to touch on. What a game. Honestly, game of the round for me.
Everything, bro. Everything that
the
this
first second
this game
of
O'Shea
Holloway, he got hit, was it?
Yeah.
Was it Cartwright and Holloway?
Yeah. O'Shea Holloway.
Because that game, I couldn't take my eyes off it. Number one. Number two, it felt like I was watching a semi-final.
Yeah.
It was fucking unbelievable.
From the start.
And Manly are doing this. They did this in round one against the Rabbits? Was the Rabbits, yeah, I think. And
yeah,
Vegas.
Spreading it very early.
Because just boom, boom, boom. And look, I know there was a bit of crazy calls in that game, but we'll get into it.
But that was both ways, bro.
Yeah, like, quality game.
Like, bro, I'm just going to say this now. Manly fans, you just weren't robbed. Like, be quiet. Like, you got a try disallowed. Yeah, was it harsh? Yeah. But you also scored off a blatant DCE knock-on at the end of the first half.
Yeah,
so
that's very, very true.
I think that's just the ball don't lie, the game naturally evening it out moment, you know?
I get that.
And that pass could have been called forward from Turbo. I don't think it was forward. I think he legit reached out so that he can pass the ball backwards out of the hands. But that was... He could have been called forward. And I've seen passes
less
forward than that when called. But that was just a mad game. Tommy Turbo had a great game. He had his hands in everything.
Far out.
Honestly, I think...
Do you think he was out of second gear? I don't think he was ever out of second gear.
He was playing hard, bro.
No. Wallah, I'm telling you, I still feel like there's something, maybe not that much, but there's something holding him back, bro. I'm telling you.
Yeah.
And when he gets over it, it's going to be fucking crazy for everyone.
But he looked really good, man.
Like, I think Origin will see a crazy Tommy this year.
Yeah.
If he plays.
He did look really good, but... And so did... Schmolle needed more ball.
Yeah.
That's the one where Manny weren't feeding him enough. I think Manny weren't they were spamming Garrick's side, and he had a mad game too. But
Garrick played very well, yes.
Yeah. It's just they were abusing the mismatch. The young kid and on Garrick and Morgan Harper playing on the wing very slow. I think they should have gone to that side more. They should have, as soon as they went in that period where they weren't getting good territory, they stopped spreading it wide early. Like they spread it wide early once,
they
got around the outside of Morgan Harper, and then never did it again. I just don't understand why teams don't keep going to it until the other team adjusts, because it didn't look like they adjusted.
You sound like LeBron.
Morgan Harper was doing the same thing. It's true. You have to adjust, and NRL teams are really slow to adjust.
That's true.
Like, we just watched 8 tries be scored on one side, or 6 tries get scored on one side against South Sydney.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? They didn't adjust. It's just disjointed and like...
It stays like that for...
It's a sign of a bad coach. You're not sending your orders down to change something, switch players around, whatever. Like, we've seen plenty of times players switch... Teams switch centres. Like, Katoni did it the other day.
Yeah, that's right.
You know what I mean? Like...
To facilitate what's in front of you.
Yeah.
We can't handle this.
You've got to counteract what one team's doing. But you automatically counteract what you're doing, and you're doing what the other team wants you to do when you're not doing what's working.
Dangerous, bro.
And Parramatta, they kept doing what was working. They were going to Morgan, that left side.
I think they deserve big credit, bro.
Mitchell Moses had a blinder. That's Mitchell the best game Moses, he had all
Moussa,
year so far.
Moussa. What a game he had, Moussa.
Yeah, sick game, bro.
Because listen, I'm starting to be I like Mitchell Moses, right? I don't hate him, but I'm starting to become a big fan of his game because the way he puts his team on his back, wallah, and I know they have a good team, this, that, but there's just moments in the game where you watch and you're like, fuck, we need to come up with something. And it's him, and it's him, and it's him. And yeah. That's it.
I'm telling you now, bro. The best origin half pairing is Moses and Cleary.
Wahiatallah, I fully get
this
it.
This is what I've been saying.
Moses
played six at the Tigers, but it's not the fact that if Moses runs, it's like Hines doesn't have a long kicking game. So everybody knows who the ball's going to on last straight tackle. Away. It's like, Nathan Cleary. Now you don't know. You can go left or right. Mitchell Moses probably has arguably a better long kicking game than Cleary, in terms of distance than Cleary does.
He definitely does. I'll tell you that.
Yeah, and I just think, you know, that's the most well-balanced combination you come up with. And Mitchell Moses is playing well. He played well last year. He played well the year before. I don't think... like
when he was injured.
When he goes down, the team collapses.
It's true, bro.
And what a game from him, man. And I think he was the one that wheeled them to victory.
I just think that before we get off the topic of Parramatta, they deserve big credit, bro.
Yeah.
Because they don't capitulate and they're fucking staying solid and they're pushing through because...
14-0 down.
14-0. I thought the way Manly came out of that game, just quickly before we move on, I thought this is going to be fucking long. I've never watched Parramatta get built at that Combank. Wallah. This might happen. And then they just click back into it. But Gufferson stabilizes, Moses stabilizes, Dilbags, everyone just relaxes.
Junior Paulo.
And they all just, you know... cool, calm, collected, and then they get the job done in the end.
Yeah.
Just quickly, let's do the awards. We'll get through some little bit of news, and then we'll do some tips.
Yeah.
Play of the round.
Tedesco.
I'm going Appy. We already dropped this on the episode too, but I think Cleary, Appy, and Tedesco are three favourable candidates, and Valentine Holmes.
Yeah.
I think Holmes had a great game.
Yeah, definitely.
Team of the round.
I'm gonna go the Roosters, but there's so many teams that are around this year.
I think Roosters. Yeah, impressive, but I think the Tigers to do that to the Sharks.
No one expected that.
No one expected that. So I'll go Tigers, you go
Dogs
Roosters.
As well. They played good. Shout out to them.
Shout out to my boys, bro. Game of the round.
This Manly game. Manly Parramatta. I don't think there is
another everything option. Else was a bit underwhelming game, but like it was all one sided.
Like the Dogs had a good game because we pumped them, but it wasn't competitive.
It wasn't a competitive game. Yeah. Parramatta, game of the round. Fraud team of the round. We can speak about this a little bit if you want, because there's some people that want to hear our take on this.
Yeah, bro, I've got to go the Sharks, eh?
Sharks?
They look that bad, and they were heavy favourites going into that game.
That's not a bad point.
And they look terrible. They look so terrible that Nicho Hynes didn't get a single Dally M point, by the way.
Didn't? Apparently he got six. Or
that
two.
Last week he got six.
Okay,
He's got six.
Huh?
The last 2 weeks he got six, this one he got zero because he lost and sold and was terrible.
Okay, good. So you're going, your fraud team is Sharks.
Oh, for sure.
I agree with that. I agree with Rabbitohs, but I'm going to go and say Dragons and Titans.
Yeah, Rabbitohs had a lot of people out, you know what I mean? Dragons. Yeah,
Dragons did too as well, but listen, Dragons, you were up, you were winning the game, you were all over it. It was freaking St. George, fucking this and that. But the March Merchants, they did it in March, man. They did it in March. Listen, the only thing that kills me about Dragons fans, and you know who I'm talking about. Boys, you know. We're in a group chat, you know. You are so delusional, okay? And listen, I bought into the hype of Shane Flanagan, and I still think that Flanagan's a good coach, and I still think that Dragons won't do as bad. If this continues, different story. But don't ever not humble yourself. Realize where you are. This is just life advice from me to you. Realize where you are because sports comes very, very, it comes and goes very fast, very quick, right? Pause if you're going to ever pause anything. Be humble, relax. You were second last year, right? You got a few decent players. You got a great coach, all right? You got a lot of our leftovers, Shane Flanagan, Fatala Mariner. I don't think they're bad players.
Kyle Flanagan.
I don't think they're bad players. Well, I don't. I think that they both can be good.
Kyle's good.
And Raymond, I think,
I don't know.
RFM is pretty decent, not bad as well, but like, in the end, you got rejects, all right? And you're not fucking... Who's that coach in the NBA that turns like... It's just a machine?
Popovich, bro.
You're not Popovich,
You're not Webster, man.
You're not Wayne Bennett.
Webster is the guy that got all the team's leftovers and turned them into treasures. You know what I mean? Like,
and you're not Wayne Bennett either.
Bro, right? They just look...
They look so bad, bro. They capitulated so quick.
Everything in the media is about them. And listen, from their own players.
Yeah, Ben Hunt.
Own players,
Ben Hunt came out and said, pathetic. Yeah, I don't know, Lomax, like, I know he probably doesn't want to play that position. What? Lomax, who are you? You're on 800K, whatever the fuck it is.
Bro, what,
you're on so much money, correct me if I'm wrong, boys, because I don't like looking like an idiot.
Lomax, who do you think you are, bro?
Listen,
like,
I like him. I like
bro,
him.
Bro, you're blocking NRL creators because they're right.
Yeah.
Right. He's blocked BKL Sport, bro. They had a massive beef.
Sawala.
And then who did? And then he missed the kick. He missed the kick to win.
BKL punched off everyone. Eh?
He missed the kick to win against Titans? Against the Titans after he blocked him. That's not sad.
That's sad. Listen, what it is for me is, right, humble yourselves, bro. You're not fucking top eight. I haven't been top eight for ages, right?
Whatever it is, Lomax. Like, what has Lomax done?
And
like,
listen,
do something.
I'm gonna go out there and say this is a forecast weather news with Sui, AJB, Leg Lads, me and Fred, Flax. Listen, 3-4 weeks, the rumors start again. Ben Hunt.
Yeah, for sure.
3-4 weeks. I'm telling you.
Because whatever Shane Flanagan told him,
Des Hasler's gonna be like, I fucking need Ben Hunt to turn my season around. This, that. You know what I mean? And then, bro. It's going to happen. I would love Ben Hunt at the Bulldogs, just saying, but...
Bulldogs are safe, Ben Hunt. Dragons are safe.
Because I don't think Dragons are that bad, Walla.
Dragons are safe.
Dragons are safe. Shane... Kyle Flanagan.
Drew Hutchison.
Kyle Flanagan and Fatale Mariners enough.
Yeah, yeah. But nah, you looked in control and there were good moments, but the good, that bad overshadows the good so much. Like, that's shocking. To get 50 put on you, nearly...
Crazy.
You know what I mean? Yeah.
So, yeah, we'll go. That's our awards. So, I'm going Dragons, Titans. News, Tino's ACL. Just quickly, a few words. I wish you all the best, Tino. Our supercoach is pretty much fucked this week, but I wish you all the best. That's a bad injury to get. I think Cleary's out now as well.
For 4 weeks.
4 weeks. Mitchell Moses is getting scans, right? I'm just looking at my supercoach like, what the fuck do I do now, bro?
Wait, Mitchell Moses is getting scans?
On his groin.
I tried to Cleary out for Mitch.
On his groin. Yeah. I have both of them.
Yeah.
I had Tino and Cleary.
Yeah, I just had Cleary.
Ah, that's dirty. Okay. I had Cass. Anyway, let's not get into supercoach, a different topic. But anything else, was any other news you want to speak about?
Yeah, Reece Walsh, 4 to 6
Reece
weeks.
Walsh, 4 to 6 weeks as well.
With pink eye.
You want to speak about that face?
Pink eye.
Is he still gorgeous?
Not anymore. It looks like he ran into David.
How many positions does he drop in the hot ranking? From he's
not hot.
He's zero
pretty.
Right now. He's zero right now.
He's pretty.
Nah, he's on the hot list. He's pretty. He's gorgeous. Listen, he's on zero right now. Where does he go fall to? He's not number one. He's zero.
Fuck, it looks like he ran into fucking David Kidwell. So now he's like 15.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, we got our tips. This is our tips quickly. Yeah. Where's my phone, bro? I'm sorry, bro. I should have eaten 20 minutes ago, but we're hanging in there, boys. We're hanging the. Back on.
Yeah, I talk too much.
I got him all good. Roosters Penrith. Let's start off with our tips, boys, for this round. Round four.
Yes.
Roosters Penrith at Allianz.
I'm going Penrith 1-12. Oh wait, not without Cleary. No Cleary. Panthers 1-12.
I'm gonna go Roosters. I'll go Roosters 13+. I really mean that.
I don't see that happening.
Okay. South Sydney and the Bulldogs.
Bulldogs 13+. You heard it here first. Fuck you, Jared Sutton.
What are you saying?
Bulldogs on the 12.
I'm going to go South 13+. We're going to automatically play them into form. That's what we always fucking do. And we're going to be competitive, but we're going to end up getting some two free shit calls. Someone's going to the bin. Jacob Preston, because it's always him. The sweetest guy ever. And then we capitulate. Brisbane and Cowboys.
Cowboys 13+ here.
I'm gonna go Cowboys 1-12.
Yeah, they can put points on. That's what I'm looking at.
But it's a fucking game that it's always you know with these two teams, Dragons and Manly.
Manly, but I'm gonna go 1-12.
Yeah, I think so as well. I think Dragons are gonna actually be a bit mongo this week. I'll go Manly 1-12.
Hami Sele is back.
Titans and Dolphins.
Dolphins 13+, next.
Dolphins 13+? I'm going Dolphins 13+ as well. I don't see Titans turning around with no Tino as well. Warriors, Newcastle? Good game.
Warriors 13+, bro. Newcastle looked so bad.
Oh, yeah. Fuck, I thought this was last year.
And the Warriors have their number, bro.
Yeah, I'll go Warriors 13+ as well, bro. Straight out. Cronulla Sharks and Raiders?
I'm going to go... Cronulla bounce back by 2 points. 1-12.
Okay. Yeah, I'll go Raiders 1-12. I just feel like Raiders will mongrel them, out-mongrel them. Melbourne have a bye this week, so the last game of the round is Parramatta and Tigers.
I'm going to go Parramatta 1-12.
Yeah, I'll go Parramatta. I'll go Parramatta 13 plus. Straight out. I'm just going to be honest. That's us, boys. I love you all. Thank you for sticking with us and being here. I'm so hungry. I might eat Flaxy. I might eat his head off, bro. I don't know. Or Fred's head. I don't know. I might eat someone's head, bro. I love you all. Take it easy. Stay out of your bed.